always drinking this stuff, you know, getting deliveries of it.
What? She hates the stuff. You can't even stand to smell it.
So does this look like his signature?
Not really. I mean, well, okay, actually, yeah, I guess it does.
Both of them?
Well, I mean, this one's the Prime Minister, and I've seen that all the time.
Okay.
This looks pretty much like the Deputy Prime Minister. They're slightly different signature.
Oh, there we are.
But I mean, it's more, it's mostly the same with their clothes.
Should we talk to
Okay, let's go talk to the Deputy Prime Minister.
Oh, you're back again.
Yeah.
So, you were at the breakaway camp?
I don't know, it's so dirty. Dirty. And the pigs, and the cows, and the goats, and the youth. And the women that dress, you know,
Never
so the shipping company said that you received, you were there at what's his name's house and took delivery of the shipment.
Why would I ever do that? Do you have any proof?
I show him the receipt.
No. Well, this can't be my handwriting. Jeez. You know.
He shoots us in the face.
You're fattening me out. You're fattening me up. obviously some sort of, one of the other ranger clones imitating my signature. I don't see why that's probably, ordering a Deputy Prime Minister's signature is a serious offense in the colony.
So where were you at? Okay.
Me? When was this? Like a week ago? This time, I believe, I was... I was having lunch at the,
So how do you feel about, whatever the name of this Klingon drink is?
Oh, yes, Ken, well, you know the Klingons, whatever they are. They must have cast iron stomach. To be able to drink that kind of stuff. Well, Danilo, too. That's why I can never, want to be disrespectful to Dad, but Danilo, I mean, if I had to do the negotiations with him, I don't think I could have,
Okay, so while we were back over in the Brimwide camp, so there was 3 weeks worth of stuff buried with him. The other 4 weeks worth of stuff was not in evidence.
At the Brigalow camp?
Yes.
No.
Not there.
No. I don't think you did a scam then.
No, I didn't, but...
So we'll...
But they didn't mention it.
And we'll use the shuttlecraft sensors to scan it.
Sure, you can try that.
Is there
take you a while, though.
Is there any chance of it working?
Yeah, there's a chance.
Good chance? Bad chance?
It depends how far away it is.
Okay. So we'd be better off wandering around through there with tricoders, right?
Well, shuttlecraft is better if you're actually flying around doing the first time.
I want to go look in the Prime Minister's personal quarters.
You mean, personal quarters would be where you live?
Yeah.
Oh,
great. Okay. In his office, right?
Yeah, when you go visit him?
When I go visit him. See how he's doing.
I want to check
his office, too.
But
okay.
You
want
me to...
I want
to
go double-check his office, see if there's any that
put
on drink in his office.
All right, so you do a scan, roll.
I want to see if there's
is
any...
Is he alone? No. At his
place? Okay, that's a... Rolling a 1 takes away the high side, right?
Yeah, if you don't have the skill.
If you do,
then it's just a 1.
Okay. Then I'm fine. Medical tricorder?
Uh-huh.
9.
So you check his office, there's nothing there, his place, there's nothing there. So you go visit him, he's trying to move around a bit. He says he feels, I feel much better.
I'll go up the clean-out drink.
Oh, Danilo, love the stuff,
But according to the shipping company, you've been having a case delivered to yourself the last couple months.
Yeah. Well, I was, you know, I was, I had this special, you know, more expensive chocolate delivered because I wanted to surprise Dan Lo on his birthday, which is going to come up, you know, in like another week. And I was thinking, you know, perhaps, you know, he would, you know, we could spread some kind of friendship and then he would, you know, relent a bit on his, some of his demands.
Okay. So you were having a delivery.
Yeah.
Okay. So we also understand that your deputy took shipment, took receipt of Danlo's lost shipment after he died.
Did he?
Except.
I don't know why he would do that.
Except for he says that.
Or he claims he didn't. So you didn't happen to be there and take delivery of it, did you?
Me? Why would I be there? I mean, yeah, I don't like boxes of rainbows, yeah.
Can you look at these two receipts and tell me which one's your handwriting?
Okay. Well, this one. So you put down your signature.
Okay.
Does this look like the deputy?
This is someone else. I mean, yeah, I'm not too sure what it is. Sort of looks like the deputy signature, sure. I mean, I'm not intimately familiar with the deputy signature. Perhaps if you look in the book, all this crap when he was practicing.
Yeah.
It's like he's over and over.
So what happened to the clean on ale that was delivered here?
Oh, like last shipment, you know, I told the trader that, you know, there's no need to bring any more because I'm a little dead and nobody else yet wants any. Yeah, I threw it away.
Which did you put it in? Where did it go? How did you dispose of it?
Oh, you know, in this dump.
Did you drink any of it?
No, I can't.
Well,
few people can stand this stuff. I mean, you know, well, if you're not strong, it'll eat you from the inside. That's what I hear.
Well, the flu that you have is a Klingon flu.
What? You sure?
Yeah.
Perhaps you've been mistaken and it was some kind of, you know, native virus.
And you're the zero, you're patient zero.
Call me a zero. I'm gravely insulted.
No,
Well,
you're the original vector.
What?
You and people you've had direct contact with are the only people exposed.
Really?
So we're curious to know where he got it.
You acquired it on this. I tell him this.
Perhaps I got it from Danilo before he died.
He didn't have it.
Nor do any of the Bengali have any of the disease.
I do not know where it could have possibly picked it up. Perhaps.
Who have you been meeting on these little country drives?
I've been meeting nobody. It's just a way for me to, you know, clear my head. And the pressures of this, you know, office.
Then how come you're more busy lying?
Bro.
Yes.
Come on. Bro. That's a chance to roll high.
Tape reception. Roll my pathetic two guys. Yeah, five. Not bad. Let's see.
Nine! Well, he's not telling the truth, all right. Definitely hiding something. Let's see, what is he talking about? That he threw away the checklist, so he was lying there.
Okay.
He said he wasn't meeting anybody, so he was lying there too. I think that's it, right? Did you ask me anything else?
If he took delivery of the last batch.
He took delivery of the last batch, but he was lying about that.
Oh, so he did take delivery of the last batch and pretended to be the deputy.
Did he say that? Or did he say that it looked like a deputy's handwriting?
Yeah.
Okay. He was lying about that, so that's what I mean.
Yeah. Okay. So, it really would help if you were more honest.
No, I've been very forthcoming with you. Yeah. There's nothing but respect for you, sir, to be, you know, ladies. Well,
first of all, you should know that this disease that you picked up could very easily have wiped out half the population of your colony.
Really? I did not know of this grave. But I'll keep that in mind.
So, if for no other reason than to protect the health of your colony, you should tell us who you've been meeting.
I'm sure this will never happen again.
That's besides.
I haven't been meeting nobody. Just in, you know, trip. Clear my mind.
Then why is it, according to your total appearance, you're often more preoccupied when you come back from these little mind clearing trips than when you leave?
Oh, they don't know you all. You know, usually, you know, you drive out, you clear your mind, and then by the time you're driving back, you start thinking about your work again. But by the time you get back, you know, you're already thinking about the next problem, how to solve it.
Probably seems to work out.
Well, it helps you clear your mind for at least an hour. Lets you reset, you know? I'm sure, you know, your job is very stressful too, and you have way through life.
Did he spill anything while he was in the bathtub?
No. I'm trying to convince him to spill it.
Okay.
Brian seems really upset that you've been taking these country trips behind your back.
You talked to Brenna then.
It would do her wonders to know you haven't been cheating on her.
I will reassure
her. Who you've been meeting.
She told you I wasn't cheating. That's silly. Just a harmless little.
Fraternizing with the enemy, as it
were. I mean, it's not like that. It was, you know, we've been seeing each other for a while now. And
I would really appreciate you being more honest with me.
You know, I do not appreciate this invasion of privacy. You Starfleet people come in, you know, with your techno gadgets, totally invade our privacy, I'm sure.
I believe
some sort of Starfleet regulation or, you know, whatever. You know, you would do well to leave now before you get into more trouble.
I believe we were invited, and I believe we saved your life.
And that's all well and good. It doesn't mean that you have a right to go and dig into, you know, people's personal private things. You know, I'm hurt. That you would do such a thing. Now, you know, please, you know, go. Before you have something even more.
Okay, let's see. I have it there. Involves him being a replacement. Oh, well, now.
Well, let's see if we can find out what he did with the alcohol. Since he seemed to be lying about having thrown it away.
Yeah.
Can we scan for it in his apartment before, on our way out?
Yeah, you scanned his place. And it's not
there. Not there.
Right.
Okay. I wasn't in his office.
Nope.
Okay, let's...
Drive the car.
Okay, we walk by the car and scan the...
Okay. Go ahead and make a personal equipment tricorder.
Nine.
That's for the medical.
Yeah.
Okay. So you pick up...
Okay.
vehicle in the trunk. There's some stains in that, you know, some circular thing. Probably something spilled or something.
Okay. Well, let's go for a country drive.
Okay, by the way, is there any, like, dirt that you need to one part of the planet on the car?
No, is this an actual car? It has wheels?
Yeah. So, it's just like, you know, the technology is, you know, 70, 80.
Okay.
For the most part, a little bit better, sir. So,
they can't have many country roads.
No.
So, what kind of dirt is river?
Basically, there's a road going to the Bringoli camp.
Uh-huh.
And there's a road going to the spaceship crash site.
Okay,
I've got a... Which road, which dirt is this... As does this car have on it?
Oh, you can make a tricorder roll.
Come on.
Okay, eight. Can you make it a nine?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, you down the dirt, and it seems to have dirt that is from the hills, you know, hill dirt. And, you know, the crash site is in the hill.
Right.
Okay.
No, just one thing. Is the virus in the stains in the back of this car? Is the virus dead or is it still infectious?
The stuff in the back of his car is still infectious.
Okay, I'm going to call. No. I'm going to call the. Because we're still not supposed to interfere. I'm going to call their medical office and say, hey, this car. You know,
needs to be cleaned.
It's infected with the stuff that can kill half your population.
Okay.
And they have the technology to
and we'll head out towards the ship crash.
And, you know, that way... See, what I'm trying to do, kind of, is make people wear... Because I figure the medical people are going to go, hey, your car's all infected. And
sure.
And then they're going to have their own investigation.
Oh, sure. So there's a logical explanation for this. You know, something seemingly simple.
Reckless and dangerous.
We don't say nothing like that, but we let them know.
Okay.
We'll head out towards the crash site.
Head out towards the crash site. So you drive out there late at night.
We're taking our shuttle craft and we're scanning. That way we can
get okay. You guys take your shuttle?
Yeah.
How far is it?
Oh, about 15 kilometers.
Yeah. And we'll scan all the way out. See if we have anything unusual.
Okay, sensors.
Cheers, not shuttle craft operation.
Shipboard systems.
Support system sensors, vehicle system, shuttlecraft to pilot it. Someone do that, someone do the sensors.
I will do the sensors. Pretty clever.
Do vehicle operation.
Oh.
Two.
Okay.
Three.
You somehow keep it in the air.
What?
Three.
You keep it in the air.
I bet it's really hard to do my sensors. I can do it now.
What do you get?
I got a 11 plus 2, 13.
What are you scanning for?
Strange power signatures, say, Romulan. And King Klingon alcohol and the virus.
Okay. You know, there's...
Or anything weird.
Well,
you know.
Anything weird is really... Not going to help King there is... There's power and spaceship.
Okay.
And there is, seems to be, well, virus.
Life form?
There still seems to be life form inside.
Okay.
The virus?
It's really hard to tell. It would be hard to tell.
Okay, so.
Maybe you hire a little bit.
We'll land near the spaceship.
Okay, so you land near the spaceship.
We get out.
You get out.
We walk the awards here.
We
don't have...
You're in your attack. You don't have phaser. That's the last we've ever... So you walk up. There are phasers in the shuttle.
Alright, we'll take
the
phasers.
We'll take the little type one phasers. I set them on the floor. That's better.
Okay, so you walk in, it's sort of a, you know, it's really old and dusty and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you follow the light sign, and it's behind, like, this big bulkhead.
Okay. Hello.
Hey,
yeah.
Is that my foot?
Yeah. Yummy. Yeah. I know what's the matter. There are people in here.
Yeah.
You're so weird.
Come after you. Cross and beat you.
So we will go around the bulkhead.
Okay, so there's a, well, there's a bulkhead.
Not a bulkhead, but a door. What kind of a life is it?
Maybe a truck for her.
Medical workers right there.
Sure,
anyway.
Scanning her
life forms?
Yeah.
Okay,
Some kind of human, just kind of sitting there. Not moving much.
Okay, then we'll go around and see it.
Well, there's a bulkhead in the way. I mean, there's like a door. You know,
okay.
A door in the way.
We opened the door.
So, well, it's locked. There's not a key kind of thing.
Oh.
You can only perception them. An intellect and it has a perception.
What?
Intellect and has a perception.
I see nothing! Finally! I see nothing!
Fine.
You can...
Keep my eye on
some sort of,
I see nothing.
Probably be able to
fight. Okay. Language? Or
part of it, though.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out a way to get beyond the test law. What kind of role is that?
That would be security system. I would say pretty old, but so like...
Would I be able to add my logic?
Sure.
They use, receptive telepathy to pick up on...
Okay, you can hold it. Someone drunk on the other side.
Okay, I knock loudly on the door.
Sure. Let me
knock
down eventually.
Open up.
Stand, don't
stand away from the door.
Okay.
And
do we get?
Lisa faces on Teddy.
Well, he stops knocking.
Okay. I'll use projective telepathy.
Move
away from the door.
We have some glass.
The monsters are coming
from it. Seven.
Okay. Well, you sent something.
Yeah.
Hopefully back.
I begin cutting through the door.
You cut through. Make a energy weapon phaser.
Coordination?
Yeah, coordination.
Oh, dear. Oh. Six.
Okay, so you eventually cut through. Make a hole. And then you push the bulk, you know, the panel in. And on the other side... Oh, wait.
What's his name? He's not really good.
Well, yes, he's not really dead, but I don't know what he looks like. It's just some kind of drunk Pringoli.
Hi there!
Is your name Ben Lloyd? Whatever.
I'm going to go.
Uh-huh.
I give him something to sober up.
All right, the game medical.
Is there a bunch of, Klingon junk out here?
Yeah.
Have you wasted on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you give him something to sober him up.
Is this the good stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah! Damn that Boston Grinder!
Lock you up out here, dude.
Lock me up here. do, he goes, I'm gonna, when I find him, I'm gonna kill him.
No, that's right.
So, what exactly happened?
I don't know. I went to sleep one night, or actually, I didn't go to sleep. I was out drinking one night, and next thing I knew, I woke up, you know, in this room, and every once in a while, Wilson comes and, you know, delivers him to the Chukla, which, you know, I appreciate him all, but, you know, he doesn't let me go.
Does he say why?
He doesn't say anything to me. He just says he apologizes for having to do it. And I'm asking him, why don't you just let me go?
Well, why don't you come back with us?
He's not a reasonable man. Okay.
We'd actually like to keep you...
By the way, does he have the disease?
Yes.
Hey, oh yeah.
Good point. Fix that.
Yes, and by the way, you might die of the plague soon.
Really? Yeah, I didn't feel too well, like, you know, a day ago. But, you know,
it also seems as though your liver is about to die.
I've gotten over it, you know.
Sorry. Well, we'll make sure he's okay anyway.
I inject him.
Okay. So, you know, he cures the disease.
Okay, I'd like to...
And then I incinerate the damn kill rat.
Okay.
Because it kills everything.
Surprise, viruses can live in that stuff. So
that's no. This virus is used in. I explained. It's how the virus lives in this stuff.
Whatever. So, I'd like to arrange a meeting with Wilson and the deputy, the prime minister, the deputy prime minister, this guy's daughter, and whoever her lieutenant, you know, second in command person is. We're not going to tell anybody this guy's still alive.
Okay.
We're just going to sort of break him out.
Okay. So you go to anyone in particular?
The next day. Neutral.
Okay. Probably like the Starfleet sort of compound.
The Starfleet embassy or whatever.
The Starfleet chat.
Okay. So the next day, you set up a meeting. Chris Wilson and Dallas. And Brenna, and she doesn't have an assistant.
Okay.
They're all there wondering, you know, what the hell's going on.
Okay, well, we've heard both sides. First of all, I hope the Prime Minister is feeling better.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm much better.
Okay.
We'd have him dead to rights if he didn't come from a culture where one sense of people looked too clean.
Yep.
We have the suspects down to one-fifth of your entire population.
Beforehand, I want to talk with, before the meeting, talk with Denlo, or whatever his name is.
Wilson?
No, the drunk guy.
Oh, okay, Denlo?
The guy we rescued.
Okay.
So what's his position, you know, is his position on these issues more radical than his daughter's? Is he...
It's just like his daughter said, he's basically the same. You know, pretty much equal government with a vote, and pretty much a two sides staying apart, and, you know, sex is fine with him. He basically, you know, he would like to have some kind of, you know, government funded. Brewery.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, that was one of those things he was willing to, as a bargaining chip, you know, he give it
and see that. Okay. How would he feel about, all right, so he's okay with the interbreeding, whatever stuff.
Oh, sure.
And
that's great.
That's for people to work out amongst themselves.
Sure.
It's not enforced, it's just,
sure. I mean, you know, we're all free people.
Right.
Know?
Okay.
You know, pretty choose what we...
All right, people are willing to take in government. All right. Would his people be willing to participate in an artificial insemination program or something? I know they don't like the invasive...
I don't know about that.
Would they be willing... Well, as opposed to...
We should take the fun out of it.
True, but...
Process.
They don't... particularly enjoy the physical thing, that's why they're so cold, as it were. If
that's true,
you were willing to concede that so that they didn't have to...
Well, I can talk.
You think people might be willing to do that? Just, like, donate genetic samples or whatever and not worry about
it? I actually don't think they would go for it, but perhaps if you would. You know, we're very...
Well, I mean,
we're very moral people, and you know, you know what God says.
Sure.
You shouldn't be spilling your seed.
Okay. Well, you wouldn't be spilling it because it would be going to use.
Catholic thing.
However.
Thing.
However, if there were some of your people who were willing to participate in that, and I'm sure there's some of their people who are willing to do it the old-fashioned way.
Oh.
But if there's some people on your side who are willing to do it their way, and some people on their side who are willing to do it your way, at least that way you've got more people participating in a way that they feel comfortable.
Oh, sure.
You can see that?
I can see that.
Okay.
Sure. Sounds reasonable. I'm sure I could.
As far as the...
you know, get one or two women. I've got that down for you.
As far as the, you know, bathing and... or whatever the... You know, they want you to act certain ways while you're around them, and you want them to act certain ways when you're around them.
Right.
Would you go for having... So, you two communities don't really live together, right? But you occasionally go to their cities to visit and stuff.
Yeah.
Suppose...
Suppose there
were sort of like a middle ground marketplace kind of place set up so that you could go buy stuff and shop or whatever, and mingle in this little marketplace, instead of having to go to their city so that the people that are bothered by your presence don't have to go.
Oh.
You know, sort of a middle ground.
I see. Some sort of waypoint.
Yeah.
Where both sides can meet and not bother each other too much.
Right.
Oh. Yes, I can see.
You can see that?
I can see that would work.
Okay.
To a certain degree.
And I think the equal representation...
You know, perhaps a few bars and... You know, amusement park, make it, you know, more palatable.
And I think the equal part in government is reasonable, and we'll see what we can do on that.
But yeah, we'll first we have the problem with this whole kidnapping thing.
Well, yeah. Okay, so then at the meeting.
Okay, so then at the meeting, so they're still
okay.
Up.
So,
wondering what's going on.
So we'd like to propose a couple of things.
So. When we bring this guy in,
we'll just sort of use him as a bargaining chip.
Right.
So I'll lay out the idea for the, you know, marketplace thing and for the you know, some people do the artificial thing, some people, you know, as they wish. Sort of thing, and see what both sides
think. The Prime Minister has no real problem with the marketplace. Sounds like a fine idea. You know, as for the rearrangement, if they can still get a viable generic stock, then he's fine. He's also fine with it.
What about her?
Brenda's not too sure about the artificial insemination. Doesn't seem right.
Well,
when you bring up the guy we've already got to agree to all this crap.
Yeah. So, well, but the real sticking point seems to be governmental representation.
I'm not sure. We want to be equal. You know, it's the same right as they. You know, how can we trust the government to, you know, run by these kind of people?
Right.
You know, they use sheep for God's sake. Use sheep.
So, but how can you trust the government who goes and, say, kidnaps people from the other side in order to keep them from...
Should I bring him in now?
Yeah.
I love telepathy. That way we don't work out a plan. We seem competent. I bring him in.
Okay, so...
Daniel comes in.
Well, he's in shock. Wallace is shocked, too. So is Brenna.
Daniel comes in and says,
"Boy, how you got rid of me, that monster?"
You know, lunges at him. Crystal gets in the way.
I'm getting away.
And somehow keeps them apart.
Not a lunge.
Tommy, how you
got down?
That's
not.
So. Demo here has already agreed to all of the concessions we put forward. Contingent on there being equal representation in government. And in light of the recent events, it doesn't appear that either side can be trusted further than the other. So we think that equal representation is probably a very good idea. What do you think, in light of...
Well, listen.
How do you do this?
Yeah.
It was the only way.
No. It was all for the good of the people.
Very listenable. Well, listen.
So eventually, Wilson, you know, gives it. Oh, he got me.
So what was the plan with kidnapping then?
What did Wilson die? Oh, actually... Danilo was kidnapped 2 months ago.
2 months ago? But you only pretended to have been killed how long ago?
1 month ago.
Alright, so what's going on?
Well...
Who's in the grave?
Danilo.
Now who's that guy?
Yeah.
You cloned
him?
Well, it was the best way to get someone.
So clones of the full memory?
No. But, you know, I just needed someone who was Danilo but would be more agreeable to my plan. You know, even if it would have worked, he hadn't died before.
The clone died.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that happens.
Their cloning technology isn't working so good.
No.
Okay. That makes sense.
But I would have figured something out. After this.
And you wonder why they don't trust you.
So,
honesty is always the best policy. Lecture.
Okay. So Crystal pretty much, you know,
arranged them for a little while.
Arranged them for a little while, and then, you know, she was top of the government.
Says you're all gonna play nice now, right?
Yeah. Make sure that they... You know.
Alright, well, then we'll leave you guys to work out all the nitty-gritty details. I think you guys are willing to...
Not kidnap
to,
and each other?
Compromise now?
Yep.
Alright.
They seem on their way to working.
Off we go, Sis Crystal. Come on, Pancho. Right off into the sunset.
Okay.
Should we check?
Cisco Key.
Check in with Commander with his face.
Commander, hurry up.
Okay, you're all set.
Oh, so how'd you bring the meeting up?
How pretty.
All done.
All done? So you've, so they're all talking again?
Yep.
Oh, that's great. Great, oh, yes. You know.
So I write him up a nice detailed report.
Oh, this is great. I'm sure. I'll, a nice recommendation. Recommendation for you for your fine job.
And I write him up a nice little how to negotiate thing.
Yeah.
That says rule number one, there is no book.
Well, obviously the book needs to be updated.
Rule number two, you never discuss the negotiation book.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'll probably move on to some other field.
Probably
not a
bad idea.
No, I'm not too sure what. Maybe, well, you know, negotiation. That's,
you know, making people work things out. I don't know. Diplomacy. Yeah, I've always thought. You know, maybe some kind of attaché to the Klingon Empire or something. There seem to be reasonable people. Oh, sure.
You're an engineer, you say, though. I try to think of some sort of esoteric, weird engineering thing that the engineering guys have been talking about.
I see.
And you know, spout off about how they've been making interesting advances in, you know, whatever food.
Well,
trying to catch his attention.
Just make a note in your psychological account.
But maybe he'll be more interested in
a war.
Getting reinvolved.
So, make some kind of engineering. If you don't have any of them, you can't anymore.
Woo! Okay.
Alright. So, you know, give us something to think about.
Renown, heaps.
And, I'll write a little report for Starfleet 10. They're probably a good engineer, but. It's kind of scary for him to be out doing diplomatic relations.
Shut up, pilot.
Yeah, get us back to the ship, one piece.
Maybe all of them. Even my six and
five
space and evil.
Two, seven.
Oh, guess not. I'll see if we've got two ships safe. All the weeks for today.
Well, I have some damage from the two pilot evil team as well. It was that landing.
Hey, look, we didn't need phasers or anything all the time.
Yep.